a new international city to counterbalance Dublin, and the dismissal of public servants who waste public money. Those are just some of the ideas put forward by AIM2 as it held its think-in in Cavan ahead of the new Dáil term. The party won 8 council seats in the recent local elections, a gain of 5. But making the breakthrough at national level could prove more difficult. It currently has one TD, the party leader Padraig Tobin, and he's been telling me how many Dáil seats AIM2 is targeting at the forthcoming election.
Well, this year, I think AIM2 has come of age for sure. We've stood alone as a political party standing with the people in terms of the family and carers referendums. And we won that important constitutional referendum along with others. In the elections just gone by, we surpassed Labour, the Soc Dems, People Before Profit, winning 73,000 votes north and south, which is an incredible achievement, I think. We also made breakthroughs in the local elections, and we have many councillors now across the country as well. We're targeting about 7 constituencies currently. People like Sarah O'Reilly and Jim Codd, who are poll toppers in their own constituencies. I think they have significant chances of taking seats. Paul Lawless in Mayo, another chance of another AIM2 gain there as well. And there's no doubt at this stage that the message that AIM2 is communicating, that of accountability, is one that's significantly resonating with people across the country.
And can I ask you about that? Because yesterday at your think-in, you said there needed to be greater levels of accountability in the public service and in politics. Are you saying then that people should be sacked if they make mistakes or make bad decisions?
No, what I'm saying is we have a system whereby we have spent 2.2 billion euros on a national children's hospital that's not finished. 300 million euros for Metro North and not a shovel put in the ground. 22 million euros spent on ventilators that didn't work and that are being stored for 50 grand a year. 100 electric buses were bought that didn't move an inch for a year and a half because nobody thought to actually apply for the chargers that are necessary for them. And then just last week, we see the Gucci bike shed in Leinster House, and yet nobody seems to be held to account. So this is an accountability-free zone.
What Padraig Tobin, does accountability mean then in your book for those decisions, for example, that you speak about?
Well, for any employee across the country, whether they're senior civil servants or actual politicians, if they do not fulfill their job contract, if they make decisions which are clearly wasteful, which incinerate taxpayers' money, they should be held to account. There should be a cost to them in terms of their job. And if that continues, well, then at the end, absolutely, people need to lose their jobs in relation to that. Because if we don't inject some level of accountability into the system, we are cursed to wake up morning after morning, listen to the news, and hear of another monumental example of government waste. And it's not just costly in terms of incinerating taxpayers' money, it's also costly because it means that infrastructural projects are not being built when people need them. And that's another major issue in this country, is that there has been massive infrastructural reduction over the last while because of the lack of investment. And as a result, the infrastructure of this country is creaking. So, for example, people are commuting from Ulster, Connacht and Munster currently into Dublin. Many of them are spending 3 hours a day doing that. And they're doing that on really, really poor roads, many areas without proper public transport or rail lines. So we need to inject the investment into the country to make it livable again. And another issue is the delivery of public services. And this is another space where the government is falling down.
Can I ask you about one of the other ideas emerging from your party thinking yesterday? And that was to build a new international city to counterbalance the capital. Where do you want that located?
Well, we first of all believe that we are living in a city state. Unfortunately, as I said, most people in this country have to either work in or around Dublin at the moment. And we do need to look at other countries like Denmark, for example, which selected our house to counterbalance the Copenhagen spatial problem there. And they front-loaded investment into our house so that it drew down international capital. It obviously drew down jobs, and now there's more of a balance regionally in that country. So it's not up to politicians where it should go. The last people you should ask is a politician.
But it's your suggestion. You must have an idea then of where you want that.
The suggestion would be that the state would develop the criteria for which is necessary for that international class city. And then independent judges should decide which town or city fits that particular criteria. So okay. The criteria could be a deport, it could be an airport, it could be a university, it could be a university hospital, for example, but it shouldn't be up to a politician. So we've seen that one for everybody in the audience example from politicians in the past. Right. But, you know, if we don't get to grips with the spatial problems in this country, the quality of the life of so many people is being reduced as a result of that.
Are you preparing for an election before Christmas?
We are indeed, and I do think that there's going to be an election. We have selected 31 candidates so far. We aim to stand in every single constituency in the country. Over half our candidates are women, and that's been an organic happening. Those, we have no quotas in our organisation. That's been selected on the basis of merit alone.
And do you want to be in government, Padraig Tobin, or are you a party of opposition, a party of protest?
No, there's no doubt in my mind that given the damage that's been done to hospitals, to the lack of Gardaí on our streets, to the crime and antisocial behaviour issues, to the real problems that exist in housing, we need to have a say in government. But I'll tell you this, AIM2 will not put Fine Gael back in government again. Fine Gael have been the authors of so much dysfunction when it comes to the housing crisis. Right now, there are 4,000 empty local authority houses in the country. They're empty for an average of about 8 months of a year.
So you're ruling out Fine Gael. What about Fianna Fáil?
Well, at this stage, we don't want to put Fianna Fáil back into government, but Fianna Fáil are a hollow ideological husk.
But you're not ruling out going back. You're ruling out Fine Gael, but not Fianna Fáil. What's the difference between the two of them then?
Well, first of all, I would say that Fianna Fáil are a hollow ideological husk. So in other words, they don't really stand for anything anymore anyways. And in many senses, they'll just go with whichever way the wind blows.
But you're not ruling them out.
Fine Gael, unfortunately, Fine Gael's policies, I believe, have done significant damage to this country in terms of housing, health and education.
But you would be willing to go into government with Fianna Fáil, would you, if the opportunity came up and that was the only option?
Well, what I'm saying is it is not our desire at all to go into government with Fianna Fáil. But at this stage, we're not going to rule that issue out, because the premise of your initial question was, do we want to be in government? And if we are a person ruling out every possible partner, well, then we are ruling out government.
And so what is the difference between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael then?
Well, I do believe that Fine Gael have an ideological issue, and that's, you know, quite similar to the Tory party in Britain. And they have a very laissez-faire attitude. They're very much a Dublin-based political party now that can't see beyond the M50. In terms of housing, for example...
And Fianna Fáil are not. Is it you're saying they're a different type of party that you could do business with?
What I'm saying to you, I don't believe Fianna Fáil have any ideological anchor at all, is what I'm trying to say to you. So I do believe that Fianna Fáil can be directed potentially in a positive direction. However, okay. You know, with Micheál Martin at the helm, I don't think it's likely that AIM2 will be going into government with Fianna Fáil.
That was the AIM2 leader, Padraig Tobin, speaking to us earlier.